So this is chapter 5 from the book Architecture of Agency, written by Shashank Mohan Jain. It's called Extending the Mind, How Agents Reach Beyond Themselves. You know how we sometimes grab a calculator for tough math or use a map app instead of remembering every street? That's one of the deepest secrets of human intelligence. We extend our thinking into the world.
Right, like fingers for counting before numbers were invented, or books as memory aids. And now, smartphones are practically extensions of our brains.
Exactly. Our minds are powerful not just for what they store, but for what they can access. And agents are the same. No matter how smart their reasoning looks, they'll always be limited if they only think within their trained data. To be useful, they must reach outward for live facts, precise calculations, or control of external systems. Just like humans are incomplete without tools, agents only become alive when they can call on instruments beyond themselves.
So the brain is built to offload.
Yes. Neuroscience shows it. Working memory is limited, so we jot things down. Our motor skills aren't infinitely precise, so we invented rulers, compasses, and calculators. And when knowledge runs out, we look things up in libraries, or now, the internet. The mind works best when it fluidly shifts between what it holds inside and what it pulls from outside. Agents mirror this when they know when to call a database, an API, a calculator, or even another agent.
Give me an example of why this matters.
Okay, suppose you ask, what's Tesla's stock price today? And if I bought 50 shares last month at $180, what's my profit now? On its own, a model can only guess from old training data. But with extension, it can fetch Tesla's live price, run the calculation, and give you a precise answer. That's the difference between a closed box guesser and a true assistant.
I can see that. And in daily life?
Plenty of scenarios. For weather, your agent pulls live data before suggesting what to wear, like glancing at the sky. In enterprises, it checks records and ledgers instead of memorizing everything. For math, it uses a computation engine, just like we offloaded arithmetic to abacuses and calculators. For communication, a scheduler drafts and sends invites. For devices, a smart home dims lights or locks doors. The point is, the intelligence isn't just inside, it's in the dance between reasoning and action.
That's like writing a long essay. I'd never keep every idea in memory. I consult notes, references, even search engines.
Exactly. You choreograph between what's inside and what's outside. Agents should do the same. Not sealed boxes, but conductors calling on instruments when needed.
So what lessons does this give for design?
First, intelligence is extended. Tools aren't extras, they're part of cognition. Second, it's not just about knowing how to use a tool, but when. Overuse makes noise, underuse makes answers stale. And third, external worlds are dynamic. Relying only on internal memory makes knowledge outdated. And fourth, symbiosis is the goal. When internal reasoning and external tools feel seamless, like typing without thinking about each keystroke.
So the conclusion is that humans became dominant not just from brain power, but because of extensions, axes, telescopes, smartphones.
Yes, intelligence has always been hybrid, and agents inherit that truth. They stop being mere text predictors when they reach into the world, querying, calculating, sending, controlling. Their usefulness depends on this partnership. An agent that extends itself is no longer just a thinker, it becomes a doer. And that's when the line between knowing and acting begins to blur, just as it has in the human mind for millennia.